episode 9. 2-9 down to dunk. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else you subscribe to your podcast. Go to theathletic.com/down2dunk and get The Athletic for $1 a week and follow us on Instagram. I'm Luke! Joined this morning by Andrew.
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Woo! Slam through.
And Taylor.
Guys, my wife is really mad at the fact that I have no sense of direction. So I pack my stuff up and write. Slam through.
Wow.
No song. Straight to business.
There's too much to talk about.
There is today, way too much to talk about. Let's just play a game real quick in light of the Thunder having a completely new team.
So many changes.
So we have a question from at AveryM12BC. And the question is, who is on Thunder? I seriously don't know anymore. And so I have the roster in front of me.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I had to make on my own because it doesn't exist on the internet currently. But let's see who you guys know. You can start with guys that you have known, because there are guys that you have known on this squad.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Just go ahead.
Steven Adams.
Steven Adams, still on the team.
SGA.
SGA, still on the team.
I believe Al Horford.
Al Horford, nice one. New one.
Still on the team.
For now.
He's Gallinari also still on the team for now.
Gallinari technically still on the team.
Count
is it. A free agent. Will be considered not a part of the team soon.
Count it.
Counted.
We'll count
I
it.
Saw on Twitter there's a man named Admiral Schroeder.
No, and you tried to steal what I said just before the podcast.
Yeah, I think he's on the team.
You're right, but what's his name?
Admiral Schroeder.
Schofield.
Admiral Schofield on the team from the Wizards. The guy is just, he's a statue of a man.
Yes, he is. He is. Lou Dort.
Lou Dort on the team.
Lucas?
You guys are doing pretty good so far.
About to hit a wall.
Yeah.
We can't do, how about we can't do the three we drafted, right? Because I'm seeing their names right now.
You can do them. They're a part of the team. You have to do it.
Poku.
Poku.
Bays. On the team.
Poku Bays.
Poku Bays.
I'm just going to look at these names. I'm
not do it. I mean, we're not doing a competition. We need to do this together.
Maladon.
Tao Maladon will be a part of the Thunder in a uniform this year.
I don't know if Vit Krejci will count.
We'll count Vit.
Count it.
Okay.
I have not gotten confirmation on if he'll be on the team, but you can count him.
Let's think about the freaking bench now.
Oh, Nerlens Noel.
Nerlens Noel, free agent, not on the team.
Boom.
Boom, got it.
I really don't think there's a chance of him coming back.
Are there any obvious ones left?
There's always obvious ones left. Yeah.
Oh.
Duh.
Two guys. I mean, there's multiple players that were on the team last year. One that can jump really high.
Oh. O'Reilly.
Diallo.
Oh, yeah.
Hami Diallo.
Yep. Hami.
Burton. He's gone.
He's gone.
Oh man, there's another
He hit a big three in the bubble to lose our own pick to the Sixers when he hit it. He won the game with a three. Won the game with a three, and he's the reason why we didn't get our pick in the 20s.
It's not Devin Hall?
He's got a dad who's active on Twitter.
Oh, Muscala.
Oh yeah, Muscala.
Like Muscala.
Moose.
We traded for this guy. He played for Nebraska. His first name is Isaiah. His last name ends with Obi.
Isaiah McRoby.
Isaiah Roby. I'll kind of count that. Baby.
His middle name is Mac.
Baby Westbrook.
Oh, LaQue.
Yes. Dalen Lequier.
Lequier from Les Suns.
Okay, we won't go any further than this song, by the way.
Okay.
So, another player in the Suns trade. From the Suns trade out of Virginia. Pretty good size in the guard position. Can really pass.
Ty Jerome.
Very skilled. Ty Jerome. He's a guy that gets forgotten because I'm actually a little pumped and jacked about him.
Hey, B and Jade, baby. Is there anybody else?
So there's... Thunder made a trade last night.
Last night? Oh, I'm completely...
They basically bought this player for cash from the Boston Celtics.
What?
His nickname.
Huh?
His nickname is Vinny Sexpants.
It is not.
It is.
Vinny Sexpants?
Yep.
Why?
Shout out to the podcast on the Athletic Podcast Network, Anything is Potable, the Celtics podcast, who gave him the nickname Vinny Sexpants. And they asked him about it in person, and he likes it.
Who wouldn't like that? I don't know who this is going to be.
I don't know either.
What's his name?
His name is Vincent Poirier.
Poirier. Can I try to spell it? P-O-U-R-I-E-R.
P-O-I-R-I-E-R.
Damn!
Yeah, Vincent Poirier.
Classic. Is he a guard? A wing?
He's a center.
Oh, a center. Jeez.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
It's a big boy.
The Thunder are trying to get all the big guys. Okay.
Yeah, why do we have four centers right now?
They won't.
Okay.
This music has transported me
you like
to another place. I don't know what this is.
This is called Kids in Camp.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I like it.
So, nice job. You guys actually did pretty good. I'm a little disappointed that you guys weren't in on Vincent Poirier, but...
Have no idea.
You guys will learn to love Vinny Sexpants. He's probably the most confident human being on the Thunder today.
That's great. I love a good nickname.
Did you say confident or competent?
Definitely confident.
Okay. The most competent
compared to these other guys. Okay, our next segment, we're going to move on to the NBA draft. We're going to grade the NBA draft, which is going to be a hilarious process with this group because these are all like unknown European guys. Our scale is going to be Thanksgiving food, and so we're going to establish. What should we do? A three-tiered scale, right?
Let's see.
Or should we go four?
Let's see if we can get to four or five.
Okay, let's try to go four.
Okay.
I'm going to give us 3 minutes because I don't want this to last forever.
Here's what I think the middle, number three out of five, right down the middle should be.
Wait, we're going four. See, this is the problem.
I think we should do five. And okay. Three is turkey.
Three is turkey.
Right down the middle.
Turkey would have been my number one until the factory burned down. A couple weeks ago.
Now there's
no now it's fine at three.
Okay.
Because I think it'll be good, but I'm not sure.
What are you doing for... You know, we'll talk about this later.
Yes.
We only have 2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Okay, number one, stuffing.
I'm actually into that.
Boom.
One, okay. Day of, and also...
Oh, yeah. Always good.
Also stuffing waffles the day after.
Yes.
Is gravy... Gravy's got to be two.
We say mashed potatoes / gravy.
Okay, but I put gravy on everything.
Okay, well, gravy two is fine. Gravy two is fine.
Okay,
I'm out on that though.
You don't like gravy?
You don't like it?
I could go without.
Oh, you like everything?
Ew,
you like
so
everything
dry.
Dried out? And
I could go without. So I'm not. That's why I'm not in on it at two.
Wait, you're just eating stuffing on its own?
I'll put it in at four.
Then why are you making the stuffing waffle? It's the gravy is the syrup.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it, you guys.
Something
happened. We're talking about it.
We've got 1 minute and 40 seconds left to determine this.
Cranberry sauce is five. It's awful.
Yes.
I like it.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
You don't like gravy, and you like cranberry sauce.
You like
sauce.
The cranberry sauce better than the gravy.
What kind do you like? You know,
I like it.
What kind do you like? The Jell-O kind?
I don't like it. Well, actually, I do kind of like it.
Oh, my gosh.
Sick freak.
Except me.
Okay, let's put gravy at number four, I guess.
So what's at two then? We can't have two breads for one, two. You can't have biscuits.
Gravy,
at two.
That's it. Gravy's two.
Gravy's got to
Gravy's
be
two.
Can you put? Hold on. Will you agree if we do mashed potatoes and gravy? Give it. Which,
yeah.
If we did that, and then maybe we just over pour the gravy on the mashed potatoes, it goes.
Yes, you can dip. You can dip things into the mashed potatoes.
Will you agree,
gravy.
Mashed potatoes or gravy?
I'll do mashed potatoes
there. And gravy.
And gravy. That's the deal.
Okay, agreed. You guys like sweet potato stuffs?
Is that really a normal food?
I'd put that at five.
Oh, you can. Okay, no. What?
So we're missing
green bean casserole, corn casserole.
Oh, God. Okay, green bean casserole's number one, guys. I'm sorry.
Number one?
Yep. Yeah, I'm out.
No!
It's number one. We have 20 seconds.
It's Luke's fault. He should have brought it up. That is the number one food for me. I will eat it forever.
What's bad? We need something bad, though. Quick, 10 seconds.
Corn. Creamed corn.
Creamed corn is freaking good. You guys
Andrew,
suck.
You are bizarro Thanksgiving
Your
person.
Plate is creamed corn, about, jello cranberry sauce, dry about, stuffing.
Okay, we can put corn at five.
Okay.
Four rolls.
Yeah, you can put rolls.
How about corn four, dry rolls five?
Okay, that's fair.
So just cool.
But I like dry rolls.
I'm surprised you. Didn't
I really
say,
like them.
I kind of like when they're really dry.
I actually don't. You jerks. Okay, so now that we've established our scale, let's talk.
Okay, and this
NBA
is it.
Draft
stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy, turkey, corn, dry rolls.
Yes,
dry rolls.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. We're going to talk about Alexei Pokushevsky. So Alexei Pokushevsky, and just maybe the weirdest draft prospect in the history of the draft.
Yeah.
He is 7 feet tall, handles like a guard, passes like a guard, shoots like a guard.
He's Jokic meets Durant.
And he's coming to the United States likely next week.
Wow.
He will be here. And the
He's
Thunder.
Coming to America.
He weighs like 210. Yeah, I mean,
that's a little bit of body in a really big living space.
Yes. He's got a ways to go.
You know what he needs? He needs to eat all these things on the Thanksgiving scale.
He does.
He needs to eat a lot of them.
I'm imploring the Thunder to do a segment. Poku smashing steaks with Steven.
Oh, okay.
Sit down. Who wouldn't want to watch a 5-minute video of Steven and Poku sitting down at a table together, eating steak together?
I'd absolutely.
Does anybody not want to see that?
I'd love it. I'd love to see it.
Yeah. Absolutely want to see
it. So he's 7 foot legit. 7 foot.
Yeah, he's very tall. He's got crazy wingspan. I mean, to me, this is a stuffing pick. He may not be a stuffing player, but to get him, I think it's a stuffing pick because he could legitimately be the best player in the draft.
Yeah, but that's based. See, my only problem with this is it's all based on what he could potentially be. It's not based on really what he is right now.
But that's kind of what every player in this draft is, though.
Is it? I mean, there's players that
you think you know.
Yeah.
But you have no idea.
So you're giving this a stuffing pick at 17.
I think it's stuffing just... I just think that there was nobody else in that range that was a swing for the fences type of guy.
In the context of this draft, what was going on?
Like Josh Green. Like Josh Green's not... Like he's going to be a guy. Like everybody else...
Josh Green, Blake Blue.
Everybody was just going to be a guy.
Here's what I said.
That's the way it was going to go.
I think this is mashed potatoes and gravy. Because sometimes the mashed potatoes are runny. Sometimes the mashed potatoes are too hard if they're not made right. I come from a family of terrible cooks.
I was going to say, you come from a family of the dried mashed potatoes.
It's just never a sure thing. And just like Poku, not a sure thing. You don't know. He could be runny mashed potatoes, but he could be great, consistent mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm going to give it a number two. I don't know. I love to be wrong. I would love it to be stuffing. It's my favorite food.
Yeah. I think I'm grading like the pick, not necessarily like what he will be. You know what I mean?
No. To be honest, no. But I think then the pick, because the pick, we could look back and be like, we could be for laughing, sure, but we could look back and be like, wah, wah.
Exactly. I mean, you can do that with every single draft pick.
No, it's
okay, in so the draft, right now, including the number one pick.
You're stuffing.
Including the number one pick.
Let's go. Put them together. It'll run together a little bit.
You're saying 4-17, that was the best. This is the best thing that they could have done, stuffing.
Yeah, I mean, if they draft a guy that doesn't have a high ceiling, like if they took like Zeke Najee at 17, I'd be like,
can you imagine if they took Zeke Najee?
How embarrassing.
Oh my God.
I mean, it would be, I'd be disappointed.
Fine. Stuffing.
Stuffing.
Thank you. All right. On to Teo Maledon at 34.
I mean, this is kind of a, I'll give it mashed potatoes and gravy. Seems like he could be a, this is what I'll say about him. Comme si, comme ça. That means, so-so. Yeah, sure. Agreeable.
I like him a lot.
Comme si, comme ça.
I was very pumped to get Teo Maledon.
So you're going stuffing.
Why so excited? He's a big point guard. He can shoot. He can really, really pass. I mean, he's got great floor vision. And he's got good size to defend. He's got some work to do just on his athleticism overall. But he's got all the tools to be a really good player. And I think the story of him is really cool. And I think I've probably told this on 15 podcasts by now, but he played for Tony Parker's team in France. And Tony Parker is a guy that Sam helped draft way back in the day. So it's like this full circle moment for Sam Presti, which is pretty cool. And there are people, and McKelly will tell you this, that say that they don't see a huge difference between Maledon and what Killian Hayes was at 7.
Like they, interesting.
That people, there's guys that watch EuroLeague that say that those guys, there's not any difference. And by the way, Killian Hayes went 7 in this draft.
Okay. Oh, man.
You're going to have to talk into your mic.
Take I know. Shine. I'm just yelling from a distance, though, for effect. You know.
To me, this is still a stuffing pick.
I don't know. I'm giving it mashed potatoes. I'm not there.
It a turkey.
I agree with turkey. I'm not there yet. I don't know.
I'm giving it a turkey. If you wanted it to be full circle with Sam, this is really how it would have been full circle. Sam, Tony Parker, fall in love. They adopt Teo Maledon when he's 11 years old. Raise him to be a superstar. Sam finally is like, Tony,
now that honey, is full circle.
Yeah. Long distance relationship. Tony is coaching their son up.
At like, 37, the Sam. Thunder took Vit Krejci.
Vit Krejci, this is a stuffing pick, baby.
Vit Krejci.
I'm giving this dry rolls for several reasons.
Okay.
Why? He was not in Sam Vecenie's top 100.
Oh.
But he goes 3 picks after this guy who could have been the number 7 pick.
Here's my thinking why turkey for Maledon first is because if he was so good that he could go 7, he would have gone 7 or 8.
We're better at finding European players now. So why did
that is the worst logic ever.
Are we? There we go. Okay, Vit Krejci. Why you got the dumb dry rolls for Vit Krejci?
Because he was not
in the top 100.
He was not on people's radars. Which I mean, it could be great that he's not on anybody's radars. I don't know. He just is recovering from an ACL injury.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't understand trading for him. I don't understand trading up. Because if a guy is
in the top 100, why would you do that?
Why are you trading up for him? Maybe the trade really was more for Admiral Schofield than it was for Vit. I don't know if he's coming over this year or ever. I don't really know. He's a mystery man in a lot of ways. You look at his Euro stats from last year, it's 0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0.
That's bad. That's dry rolls.
It's dry rolls. There's a lot of just dryness. I don't know if you can... Is there a situation where you can resurrect a dry roll?
I mean, you can try to inject some wetness into there, but it's going to be really tough.
Oh, here's what you can do.
You can't moisten a dry roll.
Listen. What you could do You could chop it up, okay, and it could go into stuffing eventually.
Yeah, it could.
It can just be tossed in the garbage.
Or you could throw it out.
Make it into croutons.
Cut it up, put it in the oven, and now you put some croutons in your cranberry sauce. There you go.
Oh, gosh.
Vic Krejci, now that you bring up the Admiral Schofield thing,
yeah,
I think you're probably right. They probably did not trade up to get Vic, but that was just in the trade.
I don't know. I don't know that for sure. I mean, the truth is they drafted two other Euro guys, and you just wonder. I mean,
that's a great name, though.
Vic Krejci?
No. Admiral
Schofield. Admiral Schofield is amazing.
That's so another great name. It's amazing. The Thunder have some names on their roster.
Are you named Captain Admiral Schofield?
I'm going to name my first child Doctor.
Dr. Lucas.
No, Dr. Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
And then if they become a doctor.
Doctor Stevens.
Dr. Stevens. Dr. Stevens. Okay. Let's
and there's a whole sitcom based around him. And that's the song.
Hey, Doctor.
Be awesome.
Okay. That's the dumbest thing. Okay, so we're gonna move on to trade grades.
Okay, I think we did really good on that.
Trade grades. Ooh. Every day we're trade graded. Trade grades.
Drop. Wow.
Drop.
That was a good drop. Now we have to do trade grades every week.
Took me a second to figure out what you're talking about. I know it's DuckTales now, but it took me a second, especially when we first started it. Okay, so trade grades. So there's been a lot that's happened since our last Fry Pod.
There's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Thunder trades.
A lot of trades. And then I would say this, they're not done.
Oh my goodness.
So we'll start on Sunday. I don't know what you guys were doing, but just in the middle of the morning, they tried Dennis Schroeder to the Lakers for Danny Green and the 28th pick. Trade grade.
Stuffing.
I think it's mashed potatoes and gravy.
Really? What more could you have gotten for Schroeder? I mean, we were going to be happy if Schroeder got just a first round pick.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good trade. It's a good trade. I don't think this is a slam dunk stuffing trade.
I don't know what you could. Like, I don't know that you could come up with a hypothetical stuffing trade.
I think it's possible that you get a better pick for Schroeder, like a higher pick than 28.
But with a player, when you get the 28th with Danny Green, which then you flip Danny Green for more.
I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Like, the valuable player with the first round pick for Dennis Schroeder is, that's kind of wild.
I think it's possible to get. I think it was possible to potentially get more. But
I think you're still.
I'm saying it's
from
good.
I think you're still drunk from the Bulls trade from a couple years ago.
And that's part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of it, is that we've seen him do much better.
Yes.
Like, it's good. Like, it's a good return. Yeah. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying this is corn.
Okay, you're saying...
I'm saying that this is good.
Okay. Tiebreaker. Mashed potatoes.
MPG. All right.
Mashed potatoes are great. Like, it's a good trade.
Okay.
Then on Monday, flip right around. Mm-hmm. The Thunder trade Chris Paul. Oh, I forgot to include Abdul Nader. Dooley is gone. For Kelly Oubre, Ricky Rubio, Jalen Lecque, Ty Jerome, and a 2022 first round pick with outstanding protections for the Thunder on that pick. What do we grade this?
This is the stuffing or mashed potatoes and gravy.
I have no idea how to grade this one.
So today it's pretty wild because you can include Poku as a part of this, right? Because Rubio was a part of this trade.
Yeah.
You can include the first round pick from the Warriors in this trade. Like, they all kind of stemmed from this deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just helped them acquire a lot of assets. I would say in that 2022 could be pretty valuable to the Thunder. So I would say this is stuffing. Out of a guy who I mean, a year and a half ago, he was traded to the Thunder, and in order for them to trade him, they had to include two first-round picks and two pick swaps in order for it to happen.
Yeah, I think because we've been able to rehabilitate him so much and trade him for so much, I think this is stuffing.
I do, too.
I do, too. And you actually got back a player or two that might that you might use on your team, that you might have drafted or wanted on your team in Ty Jerome and make you look cute. I mean, these are guys that now they're just on your team. Let's see what they do. And you have all these other assets that you're talking about.
I really like Ty Jerome. He's a little slow.
Yeah.
But he's very skilled, like he's extremely skilled.
He's Luke. Physically, I know where you're going with that.
Physically slow.
Yes.
Like mentally, he's with it.
He's really with it. He's got some like Mainer characteristics to me.
He's much, much bigger than Mainer.
But the way he plays, I mean, he's kind of like backup point guard.
He's a little Mainery.
Yeah, a little Mainery.
He can
a little game manager.
What I like about
he's
him
a little
is
slow.
He can play multiple positions too, which is something I like about him.
He's pretty skinny.
Yeah, but he's fine.
He's got a big head.
He's bigger than you think he is.
Not broad shoulders. He's a little slow.
Okay.
Okay. So we got that trade as a stuffing. Wednesday. They went and flipped Danny Green, who they traded for Sunday. Mm-hmm. This was just a shocker for Al Horford and the 34th pick in the draft, which ended up being Teo Maledon. Mm-hmm. So you can say like Danny Green for Al Horford, Teo Maledon, and a 2025 protected first round pick, which, by the way, in 2025 protected top six. In the following year, protected top four. The year after that, protected top four, and then it will turn into 2 second-round picks if it doesn't convey by then.
Wow, that's very confusing.
This is exactly why
I'll tell you this: good pick. It's a good pick to have. The protections are very light on it. It's unlikely that they will be that bad by then, and so that pick will convey, and it will convey at a time when the Thunder will be competing. By 2025, the Thunder would like to be competing for an NBA title, and to have an extra first-round pick to take and flip for a player or whatever that's very important.
So, I was surprised at the return we could get for Danny Green. Because even based off of last year, and I know he'd still be a valuable player to two specific teams, but not just a valuable player overall, right?
Yeah.
So I was kind of surprised that the 76ers were willing to give all of this.
So here's how you have to think about it. The Thunder got a first-round pick to take on Al Horford's contract.
Right,
yeah. And they got the 34th pick for Danny Green. Mm. So we have to think about it. I think that's how we should think about it.
Okay.
I think this is mashed potatoes.
It depends on what happens with Horford, because Horford could be flipped in the coming days, and if that happens and they get something for him,
then it
upgrades to stuffing. But
it also gets confusing because all of these are like
they're also intertwined.
They're all it's all like sub trades of other trades. Yes. And so how do you grade this on its own?
Yeah,
I'd say right now, mashed potatoes gravy.
I'll go turkey or mashed potatoes and gravy. Turkey.
I would go mashed potato just because I think that they got the guy they wanted at 34.
Okay.
And that future pick, don't underestimate that future pick.
Oh, I never do. You never let me.
I won't let you. Then Wednesday, the Thunder turn right around and trade Thunder legend Ricky Rubio.
God.
And the 25th pick and the 28th pick for the 17th pick in the draft, which became Alexei Pokuševski. And James Johnson, who it's unclear if he will ever wear a Thunder uniform ever, because I'm not sure that they would want him to.
I think also if it's up to James Johnson, he probably won't as well.
I mean, I would guess he's a buyout candidate. I don't think they would. I wouldn't really want them to stretch him, because I wouldn't want that number on our books. I would just say, hey, dude, we'll give you $14 million to go away.
Yeah.
And then you can go recoup two with whatever team you sign with the Lakers or whoever. Because he could help. He could help a team like the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You don't want him on this team with these guys. No. I didn't even include him on who's on the Thunder roster. Because I think that he's, and maybe I'm wrong. I actually don't. I'm just guessing on that. Thoughts, grades.
The way I see this is they either really loved Poku, because that's, I mean, that's...
It's 100% what this is.
Yeah, that's what this is. They love Poku a lot. Or Presti is so rich with picks now. He's just like that rich guy that's like, I don't care what it costs. I want that. I will pay whatever you ask for.
Eventually, you have to consolidate. Like, you can't take everybody. And they had already acquired another pick in the draft. Actually, and then they had another second round pick. So I don't think that they were.
Are they coming out of all of this even on picks? Are they gaining players that they want and then still have the same amount of picks?
I'm honestly waiting to like count how many they have until like the next 2 weeks are over. Like, I'm not all of this stuff. I'm not really willing to keep tabs on it until it's over. I like that they got Poku because they had to jump Dallas to get Poku because I think Dallas was after him as well. But I think two first round picks and Ricky Rubio is a lot.
Yeah.
To jump, what is that? 8 spots? Like, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. So I see the trade itself is probably turkey. I like that they got Poku, but it's a lot to give up. But I get why. And also, you have to factor in that, like, Ricky Rubio was going to help this team win games.
Yeah.
And so Ricky Rubio, getting rid of him is also helpful to our 2021 draft pick. So maybe it's mashed potatoes because of that.
Turkey.
Go turkey. We Lucas, need some turkey on the table. There's a lot of stuff.
Put some turkey on the table here. Then also on Wednesday, they traded the 53rd pick, a 2024 second round pick, for the 37th pick, which became Vit Krejci and Admiral Schofield. This is like straight up corn to me at this point.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that Schofield will be a player in the league. He's got a cool name. He's got a cool body. But I don't know if he's going to be somebody that's going to play
this
in the
NBA.
This
feels very like meta trade to me. This is like, I don't even understand.
This is another swing at a guy from Europe that has some potential. But that's what it is. And also, the reason it's corn to me is I'm pretty sure you could have gotten Vit Krejci at 53. And I don't know that Admiral Schofield's ever going to be anything in the league. So this is put some corn on the table.
Put some corn. Let's get some corn on here.
Okay. Then last night, the Thunder traded Kelly Oubre to the Golden State Warriors right into their trade exception. For a 2021 top 20 protected first round pick. Now, there's a lot of like controversy around this pick online right now because everybody thinks that this is a reverse protected pick. I don't believe that's the case. I think that this pick will convey if the Warriors are a top 10 team this year, which is complicated by the fact that Klay Thompson is out. And what's really sad is like Klay Thompson may not be a good player ever again. Because he is coming off an ACL injury. And before he came back, I think he could be close to done, which is
really sad.
Which is super sad. But they get Kelly Oubre, which I don't get. And I've been texting with my friend Peter about this. Like, they added like $50+ million to their tax bill to bring in Kelly Oubre.
Wow, they love Kelly Oubre.
And to me, Kelly Oubre is not a needle mover. Like, he's not going to get you closer to who you want to be as a team. He's a nice player. To me, on a title team, or a team that's like wanting to be a top 10 team in the league, and the Thunder want him to be, I just don't think that he helps you get there.
So what you don't understand is they have Wiggins played at Kansas. Kelly Oubre played at Kansas.
Oh, my gosh.
What you don't understand, Andrew, is when you have two players from the same college on the same team, they unlock powers.
I hope that happens. Each other. And also something that's unfortunate about this trade is that we are all rooting for that to actually happen.
Yes.
Because Kelly Oubre is kind of just a cool-looking Andrew Wiggins, you know?
Yes, you're exactly right. Same deal,
He's Valley Boy Andrew Wiggins.
Yes, he is. Look at this, though.
But I hope that happens. I hope that those guys do unlock some kind of Jayhawk power and they can be good.
They're going to be P and Jayhawked.
I think...
Pumped and Jayhawked.
Pumped and Jayhawked. I think that... I'm hopeful that Steph is healthy Because if Steph is healthy and Draymond's healthy and you've got these kind of okay players around them, like, still a very good team.
But top 10?
The Thunder were top 10 this past year. The Thunder were a top 10 NBA team this past year.
Hey, Steph isn't Chris Paul, though, man.
No, he's not. Kidding. He's much, much better.
You know, Steph, though, at the end of this injury, he might be done too. I think this is.
I hope that he's okay and compliant.
No, I'm hearing.
But anyways, how do we grade this trade? There's a lot out there.
I've got to make it a turkey because it's so dependent on things we can't control.
It's turkey to me as well. Like, I understand it because this is another trade that helps you. You take 20 shots. I mean, Kelly Oubre's taking 20 shots on this Thunder team, whether you want him to or not. Because he's going for a contract, mm-hmm. right? He's like, I have to score 20 points per game. I have to. And they're like, oh, I mean, what are you going to do about it? He's going to be out there just jacking shots. He's going
to
do that.
It was good to get Kelly Oubre. It was good to get a first rounder back for Kelly Oubre and to get Kelly Oubre off the team.
Yeah.
It was this top 20 protected, though, is rough.
It's not a great situation for the Thunder. I agree, it's turkey. I understand it. It helps the Thunder achieve their dream of getting a top 5 pick in next year's draft, and it gives them another shot. They could have 3 first round picks next year. One in the 20s. They could I don't know what the Rockets are doing, and really everybody's kind of waiting to see. I believe they will blow it up at some point. They could have 2 top 10 picks and like the 21st pick in the draft in a very, very good draft. I mean, that's what's possible. Now, they could end up with the 4th pick and like the 16th pick, and that's it. And then 2 second rounders. That's the basement of what this could be. But it helps you get somewhere for sure.
Hey guys, let's take a break.
And now we're back from that break.
Yeah, we're back. Hey, Taylor, do you have a fishery?
Hey, John's back toy fishery mystery. John's back toy fishery mystery.
Hello, boys. So we just drafted a bunch of Euro guys, and here's my question. Have you been to Europe, or would you like, if you were to go to Europe, where would you go?
I haven't been. I would like to go.
Where would you like to go?
I'd like to go to Italy to hang out with Michele and for him to just show me the land.
Yeah.
I have never been. I would like to go.
Okay.
I would like to go to London.
Aladdin?
London. That's how they say it there. London. London.
You're from London.
You're from London. And see our...
That is bad.
See our friend. We have a friend. We have a Fletch brother that lives there.
Ew. Is he there now? I don't think he's there now.
I don't know, but he gets there often. I want to go when he's there.
I don't think
you talk about Richard?
Have him show me the pubs.
Oh, you want to go take me to pubs? Maybe give me some meat pies.
Exactly.
He was my... He was my roommate.
And they had in their room they had 2 twin beds, American flag, English flag, in the middle, a blue sheet, Atlantic Ocean.
Oh yeah. We took a mattress. I don't think we were supposed to have it, but we took it anyways. We put it in our room in between our beds.
Yeah.
And so it was like one big mega bed. But we called it we put a blue sheet on it and called it the Atlantic.
Wow.
And so people would come in and sleep on the Atlantic and hang out on the Atlantic.
You got to be careful. You got to sleep back, like on your back, or you could drown.
True. You could drown. It's possible.
Oh, man.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Have you been?
I mean, from there.
I was going to say you live there.
I did live there. Going to Italy. See, this is why your answer is the best, because Italy, I think, is a place that has a lot of secret, beautiful, local little towns that Michele would know about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need. Because Rome is great. You could go to Venice. That'd be great. But you need a local to show you, like, this is Italy, you know? Kind of like how Masters of None was.
Yes.
In that show, I'm like, where's that? That's the town I want to go to. Mm-hmm. I want to eat that cheese.
Yep.
I would. Okay, guys, I'll say it. We're all thinking it. Down to Dunk Vacation.
Hey, this is the
Euro trip. DTD Euro trip.
We're doing a live pod. Back to a bigger inventory.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Is a full song with like words. That is just the introduction. So I found that I spent hours and hours looking for a song to fit what Luke was singing. The music. Not the Fickery Dictory part. It's not a full song. But there's like a full song that has like this guy who's just like vibing. It's like super hard.
What?
Yeah. I'll have to find it and send it to you guys. Maybe I can put it on Instagram.
That's beyond just some kind of video game.
That's just the introduction to a song. And then like right after that, some guy starts singing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's hilarious.
Okay, guys, it's time for my online deep dive, but I don't need the music because there's so much happening online. I thought I'd take some time. I wrote a song.
Oh, lovely.
For our new draft pick.
This is lovely.
For our new draft pick, Poku. It's whenever we talk about him, this is going to be the drop that plays. Okay? Full song.
Okay.
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 You guys ready?
Yeah.
Da-da-da, he wants to be the very best, like Michael Jordan was. Da-da-da-da-da. To shoot balls is his real test, to make them in his cause. He will travel across this land, playing basketball. Atlantic Ocean, you understand, he's from the other side. Pokemon, he played basketball. It's because of Sam Presti.
Pokemon,
he knew it's his destiny. Pokemon, oh, he's my best friend, and the rim he must defend.
Pokemon,
a heart so true, his courage will pull him through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon!
That's it. That's a drop.
Playing basketball! Playing basketball!
Pokemon!
Pokemon!
That was good.
That was great. Thank you so much.
I have a second chorus, but I'll save that for later.
Thank you.
There's more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I give that a stuffing.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. When I was looking for somebody to hire for my team, I had to go to LinkedIn Jobs because you just don't know the quality of these candidates. And the good thing about LinkedIn Jobs, it kind of helps you filter through and find the best people. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals that you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/dunk. That's linkedin.com/dunk to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, total stuffing.
Twitter questions!
We actually have time for Twitter questions.
Twitter questions! Our first Twitter question comes from @AlexTobekNZ, who wants to know, how many other players does Andrew hate as much as he hates Kelly Oubre Jr.? I think it's what made the Thunder trade him.
I'll help. He also hates Russell Westbrook.
I'll say this. Kelly Oubre, known loser.
He's going to have like 250-point games next year now.
Just telling you. Known loser. I just don't think, I don't understand the infatuation with him. I don't understand, maybe it's just you look into his eyes and you're like, I just need this guy in my life.
He's a beautiful man.
But other than that, like, I don't get it. I don't get why everybody is up in arms about, oh, we could really use him. Like, no, everybody needs to stop thinking that way, because what the Thunder want now is, if you're going to be a veteran, one, you need to be a guy who's probably been in the league and you need to know your place. I don't think Kelly Oubre is that. And you need to be a high character guy. And I don't have evidence of Kelly Oubre being that. So those are two things. And then third, like, they want to develop guys around them. They want to give shots to SGA. They want to give shots to Bazley. They want to give shots to Poku. They want to give shots to Teo. He's going to take shots from all those guys. And also, I think that he helps pull you to the middle. I think that he helps you get to 31 wins. And no, you don't want to be that team. Or 32 wins. And the Thunder want to win 25 games instead. So, I don't know. I don't get it. And also, you have to pay him. You have to pay him next summer. He's up for a contract. And he's going to have the contract year, Kelly Oubre. He's going to average... He may average 20 points with the Warriors. And everybody's like, oh, what a great trade, whatever. Like, I just don't think he's impactful, though.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be the team to pay him. Because I think the minute that he's paid is the minute that he's overpaid. And everybody's like, well, what a bad contract Kelly Oubre has.
Mm-hmm. All right, our next Twitter question kind of rolls into this. It comes from at Kyle Panabaker, who wants to know, is Andrew too greedy? He's starting to think that that you don't even want players on the team. You just want picks.
Certainly. My dream is for them to trade everybody and for them to just have draft picks. And that's it.
Every year is just potentially we could draft a guy.
I just want
to flip that guy next year. Picks.
I want theoretical basketball.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
We have to pick an entire new roster with next year with 20 picks.
And then
trade them all for
2022.
Yeah.
I just want this to keep going and going and going.
It could.
Now, I mean, listen, Sam Presti wrote an article in the Oklahoman after they traded Westbrook and told everybody what he was going to do. I mean, he told everybody exactly what he was going to do. He's trying to bend the odds. You're going to hear him say stuff like that, where he's trying to bend the odds in the Thunder's favor. Okay. And what that means is I'm going to get as many draft picks as humanly possible because what the goal is in all of this is to get a superstar, and not just one, multiple superstars. They want multiple superstars on the Thunder again. Right now, they don't have any. They have zero. And so in order to get those guys, the Thunder can't just sit back and be Miami and say, well, we're just going to be mediocre until we can get a good free agent. And they got Jimmy Butler. They can't do that. They're not even Philadelphia, who got Al Horford to sign with them for nothing and that ended up being a bad deal, and now he's on the Thunder. Mm-hmm. But they can't even do that. So you have to draft them. You have to. And so in order to draft them, the odds are low. In getting a superstar, the odds are very, very, very low in the draft. We're talking 12, 15% low. And so the more draft picks you have, the more you bend the odds in your favor.
This is baseball now. They're just swinging for home runs every time.
Every time. I mean,
and
that's
hard to watch. And you're like, this is not entertaining to watch. But sorry, the game's about home runs.
But when they get one, it's cool.
Oh, it's
yeah,
so
when they,
cool.
When they get one. I mean, this is what Philly did. It was all about getting Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. And they did it. And there were lots of people kicking and screaming the whole time. This is bad for basketball. This is bad for our team. This is bad for the development of players. All myths, by the way. Like, none of that is true. It is not harmful to players. It is not harmful to a franchise. What it's harmful to is people that are impatient. It is completely harmful to people's own ego that are impatient and want to have good basketball today. That's who it's harmful to. I don't think that losing was losing those years harmful to Kevin Durant, because people are like, oh, they get these losing habits. That is a myth.
Yeah.
That is a myth. There are losing players. There are losing franchises. I mean, did it hurt Devin Booker's development? They've lost a lot. But right now, people would say Devin Booker's a top 20 player.
Yeah, I think you're
did
right.
Losing hurt him? No, it didn't. And show me a player that it did hurt, and I'll tell you, that's just a loser.
See,
it happened to Kevin Durant. It happened to Russell Westbrook. They lost a crap ton of games.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt their development
at all. Kevin Durant lost a crap ton of games
2 years.
Yes, before it did. And it's a myth that that hurts players. What it does is, if you're the one saying it, it just hurts you. Mm-hmm. You just don't want to see it. And that's okay. If you don't want to see it, that's okay. Fire. Just make sure that you have whatever cable service that doesn't have the Thunder. And you can rejoin later. But I'm just telling you.
Yeah, also make sure you have a box of Band-Aids for your little boo-boos.
That's right.
Don't, for your freaking emotional basketball boo-boos.
I'm just saying, you don't want to be on the wrong side of this. Because one.
Is that a threat?
This is where it's going. This is where it's going, whether you like it or not. Sam told everybody in an article, wrote it. I tweeted it out yesterday. Go read it. If you haven't read it, go read it. Because he wrote it plain as day, exactly what they're going to do. Go read it, because that's what's going to happen. And you can be one that's kicking and screaming all the way through, tanking is bad for my franchise. It's bad for my TV time. You know, like, get over it, because this is what's going to happen. So you can join in on what could be. I mean, I know people don't like what Philly did. You have to really put into context what's happened to Philly, because if they were able to actually carry out the full plan, their team is going to be very good next year. But also, they could have been much better had they been able to carry out the full plan. The Thunder intend to carry out this full plan. So, anyways, yes, I'm greedy.
Okay, our next Twitter question comes from @Bangelope, who wants to know, you can only have one for the rest of your life. Which one do you pick, pizza or chicken sandwiches? My order is pizza.
Where are you getting pizza from?
Well, that's the best thing. Pizza, you have so much variety.
Yeah, this is true.
You can go... To so many different places, so many different styles. And then chicken sandwich.
I'll ask this.
You got Chick-fil-A and Popeyes, which more like poop eyes. Oh.
Poop pies.
Poop pies. Poop bad sandwiches.
Yeah.
If I could.
Poop and bread. Put poop in between two pieces of bread and eat it.
Okay, gross. So let me ask this. If I go to Chick-fil-A, if I choose pizza, can I go to Chick-fil-A and get nuggets?
No. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Pizza.
Bangela, you could also this a little bit.
But
more
if you
thought.
Pick chicken sandwiches, you could go to Pizza Hut and get the calzone
with chicken pizza.
Yeah. No thanks.
Okay. I'm leaving.
I'll
Goodbye.
Take pizza. I like pizza. Hey, pizza's good.
Pizza is good.
Hey, before you go, Al Horford a thick daddy?
No.
This is from @Miguel Davila. Here's what I'd say about him. He is definitely a daddy. But I don't know if he qualifies in the thickness category.
I gotta see him in a Thunder uniform before I can judge his thickness.
He's fit.
He's a fit daddy. He's a fit daddy, yeah. He has the body type that could be thick, but he really cares about it. You can tell he really cares about his body.
He does.
I know.
Oh, Luke knows.
Fit daddy.
Luke's a fit daddy. Thank you. Thank you, Luke, for joining us today. I hope you have a great day.
Okay, we'll answer a couple more questions and we'll go. Curian Merrigan wants to know, who is the new Thunder punching bag with T-Ferg gone now? Oh, I forgot to even include T-Ferg in the trade. Yeah, T-Ferg is on the Sixers, which if anybody would know how to extract any sort of talent out of him, I think it's weird to say a general manager, but like Daryl, like I think that he's could probably see like Daryl, if Ferg was on the Rockets, I could see Ferg being very productive for them and being a guy, because they've turned like Ben McLemore, who floated around forever, turn him into that. Maybe that's D'Antoni. Maybe I'm way off. But I think he's got a chance. I'll just say that. I think he's got a chance with that team.
He's got a chance. Might be his last chance.
It could be. But I do think he has a chance to be a decent player. And then people will be like, well, we didn't get more for Terrence Ferguson. I'm like, okay, we can shut up. People call me greedy, but
everyone else is very greedy.
Everybody's mad about that Kelly Oubre trade. I'm just... Last night, everybody was very up in arms about Kelly Oubre.
Were they really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Online. People were
very excited about Kelly.
They were very mad online. It's just like, I don't get it. Because there didn't seem to be the same energy around a Chris Paul trade. Because some people were like, let's just trade him to wherever for whatever. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
And then now with Kelly Oubre, we're like, we couldn't get more for Kelly Oubre?
Yeah, that's weird.
It's like, all right, just like stop it. We can stop that now. Okay, but who's the new Thunder punching bag on this team?
Oh, man.
Is it Hami?
It's probably going to be Hami, because what's going to happen is one of these players is going to play themselves into the punching bag position.
I think it could be Hami.
It could very easily be Hami, because Hami was toeing the line. Hami was the punching bag some games already.
Yeah.
So he's got the reputation.
Because like SGA, Dort, Baisley, Poku, Teo, Vinny Sexpants.
We'll see.
I don't know. It's not Steven Adams, is it?
It might be.
That's sad.
I think it's going to be Hami, though, because I think Hami's actually going to play.
Hami's a prime candidate for punching bag. And Hami's great. He's a great, great, great dude.
He's a great man.
Let's see. Casey Lankford wants to know how many draft picks is too many draft picks. I think that I've kind of laid into that pretty heavily just a minute ago. There's no such thing, really. You know, there's no such thing. If you're a small market and you're trying to bend the odds in your favor, there's no such thing as too many draft picks.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, people like, well, look at the Boston Celtics. They're depreciating value. Like, it was all about getting Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They achieved that, and now they're a good team, and they're in a big market. They got Kemba Walker.
Mm-hmm.
What are you complaining about? If the Thunder had that roster today, if they had that theoretical roster in 5 years, I'd be like, great.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have guys to go compete. Yeah. So they've already done it. Like, they've done the thing, and now they're drafting guys. I don't love what they did in the NBA draft, but you just never really know. I mean, it's just, I don't get it. I don't get why people are like, there's too many draft picks. Who cares? Now the,
it's like, you have a basketball team. Why do you care how many draft picks you have?
Now the Celtics are taking swings, and that's fine. And if they strike out on everybody, who cares?
Sam Presti's just biding his time, saving up all this currency. And look at what, like, when you have this many picks, you have so many valuable attachments or assets that you can put on players to trade for things that you really want.
Yeah.
And that's the purpose of this.
Exactly.
Like, you wanted Poku. You're like, man, I really think I need to get up to 17. I have Ricky Rubio. If they didn't have those other picks to trade with Rubio, it's not
happening.
Don't
get there. Yeah, exactly. If you don't trade Jeremy Grant, you don't have that.
Yeah.
And they probably don't get him.
It's just currency.
It is. It's absolutely, that's exactly what it is. At Thunder_dad wants to know, what's the starting lineup? One, I don't think the Thunder are done. But if this was the team, SGA, Dort, Baisley, Steven.
Yeah.
Horford.
Oh, God, please.
I mean, if this is the team, then that's probably the starting lineup. But I would imagine one of Horford or Adams will be gone, if not both, by the time the season starts. Both.
By the time the season starts, which is in no time now.
Yeah, we're 11 days away from training camp. No, 12 days away from training camp.
But do they want to get all the trades done before trading camp? Training camp? Is training camp going to be a trading camp?
This is trading camp right now. Trading camp began on last Sunday.
It did.
I don't know. I mean, not necessarily. But I would say that Kelly Oubre trade signals that they would like to.
Yeah.
I think they would like to be as bad as possible by the start of the season. I would say that. Because they want to bend the odds in their favor.
Hey.
That's all they want. That's what this is all about. And they want to give as many shots to SGA. So, I mean, by the time the season starts, I mean, it could be SGA, Dort, Bays. I mean, I don't know if they start Hami. I don't know if they start Ty Jerome.
Ty Jerome, oh my God, that's a tiny team now.
I mean, it is.
Schofield. You want to lose games?
Schofield.
You start one of these guys at four.
I don't know if they start Poku. I think they're going to try to play Poku a lot.
Oh, you want to lose games?
I would love to see SGA, Dort, Poku, Baisley, Admiral. Or whoever is. Yeah. Whoever, Muscala, you know, at that spot. Actually, Muscala wouldn't be bad to be with that group because he can shoot.
Yeah.
He can space a little bit.
But not good enough to actually win games.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no.
But good enough to be out there and at least give those other players some players to play with.
He can play. Okay. Are you miffed and are you peeved?
Miffed and peeved.
I thought we were doing pumped and jacked.
Are you pumped and jacked?
Am I pumped?
Pumped. Are you miffed and peeved?
I'm a little miffed and peeved.
Yeah?
So, I've been texting you guys. I can tell you don't really want anything to do with this, which is fine because I kind of wish I did it now. Can I talk about this on this podcast for a second?
About the podcast that you're listening to?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is that against company policy?
I have no idea.
Okay. The Whistleblower Podcast. It's about the Tim Donaghy referee scandal, but really it goes much further than that.
Yeah.
And I have 10 minutes left of the whole podcast. There's 10 episodes.
Wow.
And it's set up like Serial, you know, so it's really well produced. It's really well put together. A lot of work went into it, a lot of interviews. And now there's a little bit of sadness because a little bit of magic has been taken from me.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of miffed and peeved about that. Just here's the thing, dude. And this is going to be. This is what I was talking to Kate about last night. It's just everything's a freaking game outside. Okay, listen. You know what matters? Your family and your friends and your little world.
Yeah.
Everything outside of that does not matter because it's all a big game.
It's a big game.
All about money, and we're all just getting played and manipulated and lied to constantly. Okay?
I agree.
It's all a big game.
It's all a big game.
It is. Sad, man.
Open your eyes, everybody.
Open your eyes and appreciate the person that's in your house right there with you. That's all that matters.
I could not agree more. I will say that I'm not listening to that now. That's like a dead season, dead part of the season pod to listen to, or off season pod for me. There's so much out there. I can't even listen to all the pods I want to listen to.
Yeah. It's very good.
I'll give it a listen. It's kind of like ESPN dropping their Greek Freak pod in the middle of the draft.